I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's nothing to it.
Modern money mechanics of the fractional reserve. Loans loaned out on loans. Principle is absurd. Government bonds are bondage. Instruments of debt. Working class mouths to feed. Got no sustenance left. So to make ends meet, they submit to employment. Treasury managed liability deployment. Wage slave trade of the federal deficit. No predetermined limit to how bad they'll let it get. Paralyzed economy of wealth displaced. Concept of greenbacks effectively disgraced. Promissory notes with no real consideration. Contractual defaults, foreclosed ramifications. Wage war against what you earn your wage for. Lose a third of your income, what have you paid for? Interest rates are underrated. People feeling jaded. More money in the system, more debt is created.
We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore.
A dollar spoonable in a hybrid vehicle on the roof, big ass gas to pit, economic recessions, break down percentages, biggest slice, small virus, exploit to implement the fears, world healthcare, shift gears to last year, standards of living, depressed citizens, 14th amendments, energy. Complex, closing on oil mills and natural gases, depleted by masses, federal enterprises, devaluized dollars and secret bonds, liquidated inflation, created trillions of credit, taxing commoners, nonsense to pay back the national debt, unhealthy webs can't control cities of bread, AKs, mounted on roofs, the SUVs, passenger seats, the bullhorn messenger, bear markets next to the world order, erasing borders, investing, euros, gold, and Guatemalan slaves.
I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to ride, I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
America's bankrupt. On the verge of economic disaster, the collapse of the dollar, consolidation of foreign policies, trade routes, stocks and bonds, books about China, the rise of a deepening recession leads the American people into a second Great Depression, psychological deprivation equivalent to the panic of 1933, a prophetic description of a dictatorial world government predicted by Andrew Jackson and Thomas Jefferson, that's why they assassinated Abraham Lincoln, the military-industrial complex. A corporation, a globalist elite, the League of Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations has taken over the world economic matrix. Wall Street agents has hijacked Washington, D.C., disguised as Woodrow Wilson. $9.7 trillion stolen from the U.S. Treasury. Now add $700 trillion. What's the difference? The stimulus still evaporates the social security system. Inflation, deflation, infiltration. This is financial terrorism, mass euphoria. Healthcare and welfare will be abolished. The middle class will never survive. Like this, it's obvious, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The lost children of Babylon takes you out of the second Great Depression. Beware of the central banks. You know what I'm saying? Prepare for a new world order. The zeitgeist, spirit of the age.